This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're speaking with BioSig Technologies Chief Executive Officer, Founder, and Director Ken Londoner. BioSig Technologies is working to develop and deliver the advanced signal processing solutions that will unlock the future of bioelectronic medicine, starting with the Pure EP system. They built BioSig to achieve this vision with a strong commitment to research, a world-class leadership team, and a network of expert partners. And Mr. Londoner, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
My pleasure, Eric.
Yeah, our pleasure as well to have you with us. Thanks so much for your time as well. So tell us a little bit about BioSig, the company's mission, and its efforts within the med tech industry. Let's kick things off with that today.
BioSig was founded off the campus of UCLA in Los Angeles. It was myself who was an entrepreneur and investor in medical technology and a group of engineers that were UCLA professors of computer science, electrical engineering, biomedical engineering. To solve an unmet need in the field of atrial fibrillation, AFib, or irregular heartbeats. If somebody has a rapid heart rhythm where their heart's beating 140 to 220 beats per minute, it's a condition that has to be addressed, and you can address it in one of two ways. You can use medicines, or you can have a minimally invasive surgery. We're on the surgical side, and we've created a medical platform, a computer system that helps the surgeons basically do a better job with this heart surgery. And so we created the company to address that need in the market.
And of course, we're thankful for what you're doing in this space as well. Now, tell us also, what does Pure EP in the system help treat?
Pure EP is essentially a computer system. It's proprietary hardware. Again, designed in our Los Angeles offices. And in the operating room where they do these surgeries, there's about $20 million worth of medical equipment. And what they're looking for, the surgeons are looking at a lot of different information. It's an incredibly technology-rich area in the operating room. So they're looking at a lot of different information. And what they're doing is they're inside of your heart with wires. Those wires read heart signals. Those are called diagnostic catheters. And then there are wires that deliver energy to your heart wall, your heart tissue. That energy is meant to burn heart tissue. By burning heart tissue, they're basically trying to get your heart back beating normally again. They do that by blocking certain electrical pathways. It's very sophisticated, very technologically advanced. So the issue that our technology solves is if you think about trying to listen to a radio station where all the radio stations are on the same radio band, let's say 95.9, you're not going to hear anything. There's a lot of distortion. Everybody's talking over one another. That's the phenomenon that exists in the operating room. All of the different medical equipment is in the same frequency band, and it all kind of talks over one another. So the instruments that they're relying on get compromised by noise and distortion. And our technology eliminates all that noise and distortion, much like Dolby does in movie theaters or Bose does with these, you know, noise-canceling headphones. We cancel out all the noise and distortion and the critical biomedical signals that they rely on to do their surgical procedures. That's it in a nutshell.
And that is a fabulous explanation and much easier to understand now as well. Also, what types of current technologies are being used to treat AFib, and how does your technology differ here?
So they have, like I said, roughly $20 million worth of equipment. It's like a concert of advanced technology. They use mapping systems to understand the shape and size of your heart. Everybody's heart, believe it or not, is a different shape and size. They all function the same way. But, you know, taller people, maybe bigger heart, smaller people, smaller heart. So they need to know where they are inside the heart. They need to know all the anatomy. That's a mapping system. They need to understand the heart signal. So your EKG, which everybody knows what that is. And then they get the signals from inside the heart. with an antenna they put in there. They thread it through your groin and they snake it up into your heart. They read your heart signals from inside. Those are called intracardiac signals. And those signals are very reliable that help them understand what's going on with your heart. Those are the signals that get compromised by the noise distortion. Those are the signals they want to know with the most precision. That's what we're delivering. So we interoperate with all the other technologies, the mapping system, the MRI, the X-ray, the CT scan, and the energy delivery system. So we plug into the lab, and we're sort of complementary to the other instruments that are being used. And we've seen now this year, we've rolled our technology out to 7 hospitals across the United States, and the initial user feedback has been outstanding.
Certainly a great report and some good information shared so far today. We are with BioSig Technologies Chief Executive Officer, Founder and Director Ken Lundener. As we've mentioned, BioSig Technologies is working to develop and deliver the advanced signal processing solutions that will unlock the future of bioelectronic medicine, starting with the Pure EP system. And he's joined us here today on eHealth Radio's Heart Health and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, how is BioSig's Pure EP reshaping the future of electrophysiology, and how will this technology be used in hospitals, electrophysiology labs, and other institutions as well?
So irregular heartbeats is a condition that is, an urgent condition that you have to solve. There's a 6-fold increase in stroke if you have a rapid heart rhythm. There's also risk of sudden cardiac death, which sounds awful, but it's true, and also heart attack. So you have to fix it. You can't ignore it. And like cancer, if you catch it early, you have a very good chance of getting it solved through this minimally invasive surgical procedure called cardiac ablation. As it progresses, let's say you don't catch it early, it's silent, you don't know it, or you recognize it but you ignore it and you let it progress. As it gets to mid-stage and developed, it becomes harder to treat. Our technology helps as it becomes harder to treat because the information that we provide the surgeons is new. They've never had the information that we can provide because of our hardware. And so we give them more opportunity to solve the problem. If the condition is mid-stage or late-stage, the success rates for this minimally invasive surgical procedure go down considerably. Late-stage success rates can be as low as 20-30%, and that's pretty tough. Mid-stage, they can be 50% successful. So nobody wants to have a surgery and have their outcome be only 50%. A lot of times people have this procedure and then they don't get it the first time. They have to go back and have it done a second time. And it's expensive. It's nerve-wracking. It's obviously disruptive. But it can cure you if they get it right. So we believe our technology will have an impact on getting it right the first time. Now, we're new into the market, so we have to prove that out in clinical trials. We're doing clinical trials at Mayo Clinic, as well as the Texas Cardiac Arrhythmia Institute, and we have data that will be coming to market next year that will show the value of our technology. But that's our aspiration, is to be able to reduce repeat procedures so the physicians can get it right the first time, regardless of whether it's early, mid, or late-stage disease.
Once again, fantastic. And also tell us a little bit about BioSig's subsidiary, ViralClear, and its potential antiviral candidate to treat COVID-19 patients.
Well, that story didn't end too well for us. You might not be aware, but we jumped into that market because one of our board members happened to have a medicine that was tested very early on in the coronavirus pandemic at the Biodefense Lab in Galveston, Texas, where the government allows the coronavirus to be tested in a lab setting. So one of our board members had a drug that he was developing. It seemed to have a very significant impact against the coronavirus very early on. We learned about it in early March, and our board of directors and management decided we would take on this challenge to help the country. We were able to go from a standing start, never having been in the drug business before, and working with a great team, we were able to get into a clinical trial, a phase 2 clinical trial. FDA blessed that. and Mayo Clinic decided to lead this trial to test the medicine against the coronavirus. And unfortunately, the results of the data were not what we expected it to be, and that trial was halted. So we are we took a shot at it. We knew that it would be a risk for us, but we felt we could leverage our company's infrastructure, our corporate infrastructure, to help that drug development along. And it didn't work out for us. But you know, we're now solely focused on our electrophysiology business. We also have another system we're working on with the Mayo Clinic and the University of Minnesota to be able to read the body's nerve signals. So the signals that come from the brain through the central nervous system or the peripheral nervous system to the different body organs and parts that guide your body function. And it's the same element. We're trying to see the signals of your body better than anybody else. So therapeutic developers that do these surgeries, these nerve treatments with electricity, we're trying to help these folks do better. That's called NeuroClear. So ViraClear no longer exists, but NeuroClear is in development, and we've been working on that technology for a little less than 4 years.
Once again, Mr. Lunderner, we thank you for this report regardless, and you did give it a shot, and that's what counts, and you're already making a huge impact within the med tech and health and technology space with the services that you offer and the technologies that you offer through BioSig Technologies. I'm sure listeners want to know how they could get more information on BioSig and also how they could be in contact as well. Where is the best place to do so?
Our website is biosig.com, BIOSIG.com, and we are a publicly traded company. We trade on the NASDAQ under ticker symbol BSGM, and we are approximately 50 people in our offices. We're in three locations. We're in Westport, Connecticut. That's our corporate headquarters. We're at the Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota, and we're in Santa Monica, California, which is essentially Los Angeles. And, you know, we feel we have a long road ahead of us and a bright future. We look for a lot of growth and expansion over the next few years.
Mr. Lunderner, we certainly wish you all the best and continued success, and certainly hope to have you back in the future with an update right here on eHealth Radio. Thanks so much.
Same to you, Eric. Thank you so much.
And certainly my pleasure. We've been speaking with BioSig Technologies Chief Executive Officer, Founder, and Director Ken Lunderner. And for all the details, simply visit biosig.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.